times can you hear the same light before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly. So much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true.
Here on Behind the Tunes with Leanna Crawford from the Visible Music College Studios, LeannaCrawford.com. Leanna, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
It was probably, well, let's see. I remember I had two of the Zoe Girl albums.
Yeah.
There was one there had it was purple and one was red. And so my sister and I would listen to those all the time. But I don't know if I bought those with my own money. It's possible those were gifts from my parents, but we did. My first ever concert was Jeremy Camp and Addie Camp at the time.
Yeah.
And they were doing things. And it's possible that I bought a Jeremy Camp record. Or it was a gift for my sister, and I got my sister the Taylor Swift, one of her first records on vinyl. That's possible too. I'm not really sure.
I'm here for both of those. So anywhere is somewhere between Taylor Swift and Jeremy Camp. That's where we're gonna live. And Zoe Girl, maybe Zoe Girl.
Maybe Zoe Girl too. I can't remember what those records are called, but I do know they're purple and red, and I listen to those so much. And that was also, again, it's possible that I bought this one, but I'm not really sure. Sometimes they were there, but Nicole C. Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. There was and we played her all the time, and I can't remember the name of her record.
You know what's funny? I bet I know which one it is, and I can see the cover.
Yeah,
I don't
I
know what
bet
it's
she
called
could.
either.
No, I bet she could though. And it was the one, oh, so good. And this, yeah, man, I just can't remember what it's called.
We'll Google it.
I'm the
We'll Google
worst
it.
though. I'm the worst at like names and but I could see it and
That's
I'm like,
it.
yeah, that's the one.
That's right. I'm the same way. All right. With that in mind, if you
Yeah.
could open up for anybody, dead or alive, and just think and don't overthink it. You just get to be
Jesus.
there. You just
Oh.
get to be Jesus. I don't know if he needs a warm-up act, Leanna, to be honest with you. You know, listen, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I don't want to open for Jesus. I can't compete with that.
No, I don't want to. I know it was a joke. It was a joke.
I'm out
That's
here playing my songs, and he's over here turning water into wine. Nobody remembers
the
me. He just raised the guy from the dead. You know, no, I'm forgotten. Nobody's talking about Austin at that point.
Oh, yeah.
My
Yeah.
merch table is a ghost town at that point.
My merch table is a ghost. Yeah, he flipped that dude.
You
No,
flipped my merch table over on the way
no.
out.
No. I love this question because I just feel like there's like so many different people. I feel like I right now, like in my current, like I would love to open for like Lauren Daigle. I think that'd be so fun. I think We the Kingdom, one of my favorite shows in the industry, like they would be so fun. Those are definitely like, man, would love that. I think, I mean, those are probably the two that I was like right now. I'm like, those would be so fun. I would love that.
I had We the Kingdom on the show, four of them. They were on four different phones. Like, it was a thing. They
And
were
then
wandering
they're right out
around.
talking at, I don't know. They're such good
Was
people. That
great. It was
they're
so good.
so great. But that is no, that is wild. I feel like they're all in different places. Not like they all,
Well, you know
live.
what's funny is they all ended up in the same. They were on tour, and they were all the show started. All four were in different places, and by the end of the show, three of them were in the same place. It's a whole thing. It was good. I loved it. It was a blast. Yes, they were great. We'll call them. Hey,
Yeah.
hey,
Hey, get
come
Leanna
on,
on tour with
hit
you.
Leanne up. We ain't asking for much. Just to two. Let's just go. Let's just do this.
Single day of darkness, holding out for morning light. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of his mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that you don't leave me. This is healing, let it begin.
Yeah.
This is healing. Did it begin?
Wrapping up here with Leanna Crawford on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Without her retainer in, I can tell you, we have been lispless throughout this show so far. So if you're less endeared than you thought you would be when this show started, there might be some footage somewhere along the way that you can find. Leanne, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm so nervous.
All right. No, it's easy. You got it. What's your favorite junk food?
Chick-fil-A. But I don't know if it counts as junk food because it's like the Lord's. But anyways, it's fine.
It's true. It's I think we live longer now because of it. That's all right. What do you get from there? What do you get?
So I either get like the kids meal because it's like you can get like the two strips and the fries and a drink. Or I love like the spicy chicken sandwich. Or I'll just get like the strips.
The spicy chicken sandwich is really good. Favorite ice cream flavor?
I think it's like, it's usually called like Moose Tracks, but it's like the chocolate chunks with like caramel in them, and it's so good. Or when there's like chocolate like things in like waves in the, anyways, love that.
Moose Tracks is a classic one. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Grumpy.
What color is your toothbrush?
Blue and white right now.
In the movie about your life, the Leanna Crawford story, what actress would play you?
Possibly Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's a good one. I can see that. I can see that.
I feel like that'd be awesome. Or potential. Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be. People say I sound like Zooey Deschanel. People have said like, oh, you sound like Zooey Deschanel or Zooey, but I was like, we're not on a first
date. You do. Like you're saying that. I'm like, oh my gosh, she does.
But potentially like Drew Barrymore, I feel like would like, this is what people have been like. I was like, thank you.
I think
she would sing. Zooey would sing. And I, anyways, yeah.
Well, the free here, this is free. If you could always put your retainer in and do like a Zooey Deschanel with a lisp.
Perfect.
There's something to think about. I'm here. I can't wait to check out your Instagram later. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Probably Iron Man.
It's a good one. Favorite board game?
Cribbage.
Cribbage.
Cribbage. It's like an old person game. But okay. It's my family game. It's pretty much like it's a card game, but you use a board to like keep points. And it's a good old card game. That's like the first game I taught my husband when we started dating. Yeah. I was like, you have to learn this game if we're gonna date because you need to know this game. It's my family game. Or Sequence is my favorites. Or Catan, Settlers of Catan.
Someone else has mentioned Catan. I asked this question selfishly because I love games. I'm always looking for new ideas. So I'll look these up.
Cribbage, so Sequence is really easy to pick up. Cribbage feels like when you first learn it, they're like making up the rules. Like you're like, this doesn't make any sense. But if you go to like a senior center or like somewhere, they could teach you the game.
Okay. It's a good one, nursing home.
They probably know cribbage. Like they probably do. But it
you understand, like the rules. You understand when I show up with cribbage in hand to the convalescent center down the street and it doesn't go well. I'm letting you know about it. The fact that you described it by saying when you first start playing, it feels like they just make the rules up. There's no way this doesn't work.
It's just a simple math. It's just very simple math game. Like you just have to add stuff up, and it all makes sense once you learn it.
Yeah, I feel like you're setting me up to go to a nursing home with a game that's not real. Like
no, it is real.
I'm gonna find out. But man, if they ridicule me. I'm letting you know. All right. Would 12-year-old Leanna think you're cool today?
I don't know. No, I think she would. I think she'd be pretty excited. I don't think I was very cool when I was, I don't know if I'm cool now, but I think she would be like stoked about, you know, everything we've done. So.
All right. And last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Something I hate that everybody else loves. This is so, that's, I don't, okay, let me think about it. Something I hate that everybody, I have something I love that everybody else hates. I love just like raw little mushrooms, like pour like a little baby, and I put a little salt on them, I eat them, but that's something I love that everybody else hates.
Well, I'll accept that if you want to go that
Would
route.
you?
You're the second, but Joseph O'Brien did the same thing. He said, "I don't hate things, but I love things people hate." And we did it.
Oh,
I don't know
sweet
what it was,
Joseph
but
O'Brien. Look at
sweetie.
him. He's like,
Yeah.
I don't hate, I love Jesus. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I love him though. He's the best.
Yes, sweetie.
Maybe that, or I don't know. Not everybody loves these though. So I feel like that'd be like, because I was like, I don't like scary movies. And when I'm like, and I
That's
don't like
fair.
movies about space, like I do, but like they freak me out. So maybe that. I don't, I like, I hate because it really freaks me out. I don't like movies about space.
That's fair. That's a good one. Did you ever see the movie Space Camp?
Is that a funny movie?
No. It's a movie about people that went to like these like space camp. These kids go to space with like their teachers from space camp. Which like speaking of unrealistic, like cribbage, like that is very unrealistic.
Real.
And at that, you know, to that point in my life, I wanted to be an astronaut. And I watched that movie. And at one point, it wasn't like she floated away, but something happened, and the lady is tethered. But something happened, and she kind of begins to float. And I was like, you know, I think I'm good. I think I'm done with space. That day, the dream of being an astronaut died while watching Space Camp.
Oh, I literally just like space movies. I will watch. There was the one that came out like a while ago. It was like the Martian or something. He's like in the space. I don't know. All of them just freak me out and people just float away. I have nightmares about space
Dude,
movies.
I'm gonna tell you.
The
Yeah,
only
what's
space movie I like is Space Jam, and that's not about space. So I'm like, space
that?
Jam. That's not about space, but I do not like space movies, and I don't, oh, it freaks me out.
There's that one space movie where the person really did just float away forever. I'm sure there's more, but like that's part of the whole premise of the movie. The guy just, I can't remember who it is. People are screaming at their radio right now, but there's like, it's this movie. And the guy and the dude just floats away. And I was like, that is
No,
it for me. I can't even
no,
think about this. All right.
no.
I
It's so
support that.
tricky. Yeah, that's. Oh, yeah. Do not like. Now, do you know you hate space movies too? That's
Yeah.
crazy.
But see, I like them, but I don't want space. You know, I don't
No,
want
yeah.
to. I'm
Maybe
fine
that's what I
watching.
hate. But I don't know. The idea, like, I like looking up at space. Looking at
Yeah,
this.
it's beautiful. I like space like I like the beach from a distance. I like to look at it, I like to listen to it. I don't listen to space, I guess, but I like to look at it. It's beautiful. It's fascinating. I don't want to go to space. A lot of everything's got to go right in space.
Yeah, everything has
And
to go.
nothing in my life ever, like everything don't ever go right, you know? And so, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's always like, at least one thing goes wrong. One thing goes wrong in space, I'm done. I'm out of here. That's it. Austin's floating away. So I'm out. So one day you're gonna see me on the news, but like,
He
you
never
might
made
meet.
it to Vermont.
He never made it. He didn't get to the Von Trapps.
Oh
Floating
man.
away. Leanne, it'd been a ton of fun today. Behind the Tunes, whatever the show is called, Visible Music College Studios. She's Leanna Crawford, leannacrawford.com. Leanna, thanks for hanging out today.
Is a lamp unto my The narrow road that leads to life, but I wanna be on it. It's a narrow road, and the mercy's wide, 'cause you're good on your promise. If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I choose the Jesus way. If you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.